nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
All right, clap it, bang it, hit it, do something, make some thunder, because you found Long Island's only automotive talk show, Motormouth Radio, with your hosts, Ray Guarino, co-host, man at the con, Joe D, over there to my right at the shop bench, keeping down the greasy stuff, handling the wrenches today.
Yeah, actually, and it's more of a probe, but I have to wipe it off.
Well, you got to wipe those. You do have to wipe those things off, Joe, because they do get dirty. And we're listening to
going to leave a mark.
Yeah, exactly. And we are going to have a great show today, folks, because once we get kicked off, we're going to have a guest. We're going in a new direction. We're going to be following some of our YouTube favorite people. We're going to have Mr. Tony DeFeo. Uncle Tony is going to be on the show with us today. And if you want to listen to this again later or share it with your friends, go to our website, motormouthradio.com. It'll be up there as a podcast. It's also on Spreaker.com.
Spreaker.
And you can also follow us on our social media sites. The Motormouth Radio is our Facebook and Twitter address. But Instagram's a little different, Joe.
Oh.
Instagram real? Is?
_ Motormouth Radio.
And that's where we put up the pictures and the things to show what we get involved with on a weekly basis when we're not here having fun in the studio. And I urge you to follow that because that's where you'll see the stuff that we don't always get a chance to talk about on the show because we only have this one little hour. But
yeah, there's a lot of other stuff that we get into.
Yeah, it does encompass what we do. So that's what's going on today. I know this interview with Tony is going to be great because, like Joe, like we've talked about often, you know, we both do different levels of diagnostics. You're, of course, on a level that's above many of us where you, because, with the new stuff especially, it's
just
like
I'm just crazy than you are.
Yeah, well, that could be.
Finger in the fan, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. I put my hand in fans for fun. Eugene. But anyway, going back to the 70s, Tony is kind of like us on another regard. He's kind of like stuck in the 70s, which I say, yeah, I never really progressed much from that. And proudly so, you know. So we're going to talk about all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you and I are always swapping messages back and forth. Hey, did you see this band on YouTube or this guy on YouTube? Like, you know, I think the first one I ever gave you was that guy who was, you know, using laundry detergent on his catalytic converter.
Yes.
You know, I was like, you got to see this. And then I came up with Uncle Tony one day and I was like, this guy, he looks like he could be one of us. He talks like one of us.
You sent me that link, and you said he's one of us. And I said, you're absolutely right.
You know, I could definitely see, you know, visiting him at his version of the UD or him coming to visit our UD. And
Well, he's a New York guy. He's from up
definitely.
Here, so that translates. And I think that's the attraction. I often wonder, you know, how the people down where he is now, how they, how they acclimate to him, because I know it's not always an easy acclimation for people outside of here. I mean, we do it very well because it's our life, you know. But like I had said, we do we've changed our plan over the last few years where we do look at YouTube stuff. We do look at social media, we do look at...
Yeah, we took that video, killed the radio star, just a little bit too seriously. Then we realized, it did it! We're still here!
Right. And you know, we say it, and Tony says it, you got to know where to go. You got to vet out the sites, because there are guys, you know, we talk about YouTube University and all of that, but there are guys who are very good who put technical stuff up, and Tony alluded to that, so I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts. We'll talk to him about it. But you have to know... You have to have a little bit of information so you can kind of, you got to have a filter. And I know, you know, again, I want to thank our old compadre, Chris Switzer. He came in last week and filled in for me while I was out.
The Swizzitator.
And that was great. I know you guys had a great time, and I miss all the fun, but.
He's a riot.
Absolutely. So we thank Chris for that, of course. He's always watching our back. But I think Chris had mentioned it when he was looking for parts, and you do the online search. And he hit on something that's a pet peeve of mine that I've mentioned. When I see a guy with a video, and I see he's using a cell phone, and I see he's using one hand for the camera and the other hand to do three things, I'm almost like tapping out immediately. I'm like, this is not going to be a good video.
I want to smack these people. You know, I have... You know, when I do some of my diagnostic stuff, I want to document it, take pictures, put it up on the website, whatever. I can't work. You know, my hands are with the tools.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And these guys are like, I don't know where they got the phone in their mouth. Or they strap it to their head. I mean,
well, the problem I have is some guys use their other hand. And now the you're getting seasick watching this camera.
Well, that's some of that new cinematic technique anyway, which gives me, you know, I just need Dramamine after that, but, you know, or they mumble.
Right.
You know, and other guys, you know, other people take it pretty seriously. They got a camera, they got a stand. I know Scandana recruited his kid as the cameraman.
Uh-huh.
And Eric the car guy's got cameraman Brian, I think, at one point. But that you know, now you know they take it seriously, that they got somebody actually holding the thing still so you could talk. So,
yeah.
And, As far as I could tell, Uncle Tony's got his own camera wielder there. And
oh yeah, he's got Uncle Kathy.
Uncle Kathy, see,
which is great.
So that tells me that they have a professional approach.
Well, let's face it, he's from New York. One,
yeah.
Two, he smokes.
Right.
Three, he's Italian. You need two hands. What are you gonna do? You need like another arm.
Like an octopus or something. Yeah.
So you gotta have a little help there. You know, that's just
definitely
the way it goes.
Yeah.
So
you'd have to come up with some type of thing hanging off the top of your head.
Right. All bells. So when we're if we have time left, you can give us a call at 516-572-7440. But I got a feeling we're gonna be having some fun with Tony.
Yeah, so, that would be fun.
But yeah, the YouTube University thing, it is, again, this is the direction we're going to go in now. We're going to try to get some of the people that we think are worth it, like Tony, that do YouTube videos. We have another guy, we've mentioned him in the past weeks, Clay Kuhn from Kuhn Trucking.
Kuhn's Trucking, yeah.
Down in Mississippi. Now, they work on big rigs mostly, but they also work on other vehicles, and they know, you know, mechanics, they know diagnostics, they're kind of, all right, I'll admit it, you know, they're tool hounds like I am, so that's kind of what, I watch his tool reviews, that's how I found those guys. But again, it's all good, because it's all in the world of auto and truckamobilia, if that's a word.
Truckamobilia.
Yeah.
Well, I think we just made it a word.
Yeah.
Truckamobilia.
Well, it works, right?
Automobilia, truckamobilia. It's like automobilia, but bigger.
With trucks.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
That works.
So, that's the thing. There are people, good people out there who do this stuff, who know what they're doing. Eric the Car Guy's another one. Scanadan is another one.
Yeah.
Who else have you been watching lately? Anybody?
Oh, let's see. There's Pine Hollow.
Okay.
God. The other guy, he's Eric, too. I can't think of his... South Maine.
Okay. He's cool. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's from upstate New York. He's cool. He's a down-to-earth guy. He's in a shop. Pretty damn good troubleshooter.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's actually quite a few of them out there.
You know, I watched the guy, I was looking at a video for someone else, and they asked me to watch this video, and I did, and I said, all right, the guy's obviously in a home garage, but you could tell by his body language and the way he worked around that car setting up, this guy works on cars.
Right.
It wasn't his first time using a floor jack or getting under a car. He moved with purpose. He moved with, you know, he was fixed on what he was going to do, and I said, this guy's probably a mechanic at some level during the day or somehow, and now he's just doing a video at home. You know, so that I can watch because, you know, I'm following him. It's like, now I'm not a dancer. I don't dance. God knows white men don't dance or jump, right? But it's almost like you can follow him step for step, because you would do things a similar, if not the same way. And it's nice when you can do that, because it's, now you're home with what you're watching, and it makes it easy. So, yeah, so we'll embrace these guys, and we'll give them the airplay, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We think that other people, the people who listen to us, should know where to go for the information. If we don't have it, we'll pass it on to them. So
absolutely.
That's
because it's all about sharing the knowledge.
Yeah.
And I guess networking would be the other way.
That is another way of work, yeah.
But let's face it, nobody knows everything.
Right.
And, when it comes to you got to have your grains of salt, and your shaker ready for when people give you information.
Absolutely.
Because some of it is complete and utter horse hockey, as Colonel Potty used to say on MASH. But I've actually started using that from time to time.
Have you been watching the show?
Yeah, every now and again I catch that, yeah.
Okay.
That's a great show. Look, it's about doctors and war and all that stuff, but it's about a workplace comedy.
So, exactly. I watched it when it was on originally. I watched the originals, and I see it. It's on two different channels, sometimes three on my network. And I just never really stop. I'll tell you what, though, if you looked at Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter yesterday, you would have seen that I do watch 70s drama, because I got my box set of Emergency DVDs.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I used to love that show.
I watch it all the time. It's on in the afternoon, and it's about the episodes. The seasons go for between $16 to $25 a piece. There's six of them. And then I said, I'm going to wait. And Amazon popped up this box set on me the other day, and it was like $63 for the six DVDs plus an extra DVD. It just, money-wise, it's like, it's now's the time to buy it. So I pulled the trigger, and that was that.
Yeah, I mean, that
that I'll watch.
You want to laugh? I was recently had a trip to the emergency room there, and they gave me an IV, and I was like, is that D5WTKO?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
See, that stuck in my head. What was that, 40 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And you never forget some of that stuff there.
That's exactly right.
That Dodge truck, that thing rocks, man. That thing was a beast.
Our good friend who recently passed, Dennis the Goatman, he had sent me a license plate, and I have it sitting by my TV, and the number is 999-007. It is the license plate that's on the front of the Rescue Squad 51.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the black California plate. It has an E in an octagon. Everybody thought the E meant emergency or emergency vehicle. No, it means it's California exempt. So it was exempt, I guess, from tolls. The police cars of the day had it as well. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? We're all nerds about something in some way or another. And we freely, we'll share our nerddom. We don't really care. what are we going to do? Hide it? Like, come on. But anyway. So, yep. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
Oh, that was great. Now I got to see if I can find some other DVDs from my past someplace. I got to look around, because, you start tiptoeing through Amazon and whatnot, and you see all kinds of stuff. Unfortunately, when it gets delivered, it's like, and what's this?
Yeah. Well, that's what came. The box came yesterday, and it was the box of the DVDs, and it was the tools I just showed you that I picked up. I got a couple of good scores off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you can find some definitely good stuff there. It may not have the big brand names that we normally think about, but I've got a number of like test probes and alligator clips, test leads, stuff like that. I mean,
absolutely.
Nerd crap. Yeah, but it works good, and it's cheaper than the other stuff that comes off the big white trucks.
Well, that's it doesn't all have to be, and we know about my addiction. We've talked about it. It's we share it.
Absolutely.
But, I also believe that there's other things you're not going to use all the time, so you can buy a cheaper version, it's just something that's not going to be used, like your wrenches or your sockets. And if it goes bad, big deal. You buy another one. So, anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, we've been waiting for Uncle Tony. I know he's shooting a video today, so I'll send him a text and tell him we're ready.
Yeah, in the meantime, we got things we could chat about.
Well, we're going to take a break. It's that time already.
It is. It's break time.
That happened already. So let's do that. We'll take
a break.
I'll
go get the donuts.
On Motormouth Radio, and we'll be back with more. Hopefully, we'll be talking with Uncle Tony from YouTube. Keep it where you got it, 90.3 WHPC.
Nassau Community College is here to support your goal to obtain a degree or certificate or enhance your skills to advance your career.
Several programs are offered at a convenient time on the weekend where you can attend classes Friday evening through Sunday.
In addition, you can complement face-to-face classes with distance education courses, which can be taken online.
More information about the programs and courses that are offered on the weekend can be found by contacting the Office of Workforce Development and Lifelong Learning at 516-572-3554 or email weekendcollege@ncc.edu.
This portion of 90.3 WHPC is supported by Roma Marble and Granite. Located at 950 Johnson Avenue in Ronkonkoma, Roma Marble and Granite is a full fabrication and installation granite, quartz, and quartzite factory with a custom shop on premises, where all stone is fabricated directly in-house. Their staff consists of a digital templating crew, an in-house fabrication crew, an installation crew, full sales and customer service crews. More information is available by calling 631-630-3888. That's 631-630-3888.
We're trying to be roadrunners today because we're going to be talking to Uncle Tony, and he's a Mopar guy.
That's right. Another edition of Mopar Mouth Radio.
That's exactly right. We have been tagged and bagged, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know.
Could be worse.
Yeah, there's other things. Yeah, we could have been like Yugo Mouth Radio.
Yeah, right.
Or Yugo whatever radio. But the Mopar thing is definitely up and coming. You know, I had a guy on the phone who was trying to get an ignition switch for his 70 Challenger.
Yeah.
No, 70 CUDA.
Okay.
And the one that we listed in my company didn't quite fit. And I went back and I found that we did list a different part number for that back in like 1977.
Really? Okay.
Yes, but they consolidated it over the years. And
that happens a lot, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they're, it's a 50-year-old car. It's a 40-year-old car. Who cares? Nobody's going to buy this part anyway. Guess what? Somebody bought one.
It's just like I tell people now, like, you know, when you look at 60s, 70s cars, the manufacturers didn't think that 50 years later these cars would be revered and restored to the level they are.
Oh, absolutely not. They figured they'd all be friggin' tuna fish cans by now,
Most of them were. A lot of them were. But the parts places, you know, like where you work, they also didn't think that this stuff was going to be around in another 50 years. So, they got bit.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to that kind of stuff, they have to think about yes.
Tony forgot about the time zone. So
yes, the time zones.
It must only be an hour.
They're west of us, right? So
yeah, he's in Tennessee, but that's not. He's in western Tennessee, not eastern Tennessee. Maybe that's where the hour break is. It's somewhere around the. Who knows?
Let's face it. At some point, he'll call up.
Yeah, right. We'll get him. Yeah. We'll get him.
No, but what we had to end up doing with that car was that the pins were in slightly different locations.
Ah.
And which leads me to another one of my fun jobs this week. So we ended up. I actually found the guy on a website that had factory prints of the wiring diagram for that car.
Wow.
And it showed the different pin locations, so he was able to repin it.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes you got to go the extra mile with that kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
Let's face it, you got to go with somebody who knows their stuff with this, otherwise you're going to get some of these people, you know, some of these, they read from a script, you know.
Right.
Talking about reading from a script and having, I went to the Zone
uh-huh.
looking for, those little elbows for the 3.8 liter that rot out because the original ones are plastic. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I had ordered a set, but I screwed it up on the original installation, so I had to go out and buy one. And I was trying to communicate this. I thought I emailed myself the part number.
Yeah.
And I tried to communicate this to the young counter person there. And, he's, pointing at heater hoses and, you want the heater cord?
His elbow.
No. Yes, right? I was like, I said elbows a couple times. He goes, elbow?
Yeah, macaroni?
He goes, he didn't pronounce it quite the same way. So, but basically, after a while, it was hanging up in the back of the store. In the back aisles of the store.
By the Evoco stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Wow.
That's funny. What happens is that you got to make sure that you have somebody who has, if not an understanding of the vehicle that you're working with, at least that he feels your pain.
Yes.
I was like, I'm me being more of a Chevy guy, but I'm an old car owner and I understand what it's like trying to get stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, people saying, you want what? Or the information like wiring diagrams, whether in hieroglyphics. So,
And that's the thing. You are able to get a lot of the diagrams and things like that. You have your own library. I know you had a nice one at work that they kind of disassembled on you.
Yes.
I try and do the same thing. I just answered an Amazon a question about a guy asked about the Innova timing light I bought, the dial back timing
light.
With the, and he asked if he could use it on his 83 Camaro. You know what? We're not going to need that because we're going to go to the phones. And we're going to pick it up and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
What's going on?
Hey, Uncle Tony, how you doing?
Uncle Tony, how you doing?
So far, so good.
All right.
Actually talking to you guys from underneath Project Bottle Rocket.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. I love it when people talk from the car.
Now, tell people who don't know what that car is.
It's a 1972 Coronet that we picked up for $300.
Right.
And the idea was to build a 10-second street and strip car, low-key street race, old-school street racer type using a 318.
Excellent.
So we converted it to 4-speed, built a basic 318 for it, and we're stacking some nitrous plates on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that. I love it. And, Tony, I got to tell you, Joe had sent me a video a few months ago, whatever. It was one of yours, and he says, hey, you're going to like this guy. He's one of us. And as soon as I opened it up, I just saw you stand there. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It was when you ripped into that duster. That guy was trying to scam that girl out of that duster.
Selling the car, right.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the way you handle that. You could have that could have been a comedy skit with all the crap that was wrong and or incorrect. But you were like very professional, and you actually showed people why it was wrong in technical and factual terms, as opposed to just making the guy look like the scammer that he was.
Right, right.
What I mean?
But so, that's the whole point of our channel, though. It's to teach.
Yes,
right.
And you do a good job of that, too, because a lot of these guys just pontificate. There's a difference between pontificating and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And we know which side you land on.
Yeah,
we try not to drag stuff out. I mean, occasionally we'll run a longer video, we'll go like 20 minutes, a half hour. But for the most part, if we can cover the topic in 5 minutes, we cover it in 5 minutes. If we could do it in a minute, we do it in a minute.
Yeah.
We're not stretching for minutes or anything like that.
Right.
Who's got time to BS?
I know. Tony, there was something you talked about. I guess it was last week. It was the Uncle Tony Rand. It was Beware the Facebook Experts. I watched that the other day and said, oh, hell yeah, because we talk about this all the time on the show. We talk about YouTube University and, guys getting their creds that way.
Oh, my God.
And we figured let's touch on that. That has, as of last night, that has 17,000 views already in 2 days. Like, damn, teach us how to do that.
Actually, I was expecting a lot more. I was surprised. The video started to take off, and then it tapered off, and then it just kind of like petered out, which we've found over the last couple of weeks. There's something going on with YouTube's analytics and the way that they're notifying people. We've got like 86,000 subscribers, and up until, let's say, 3 weeks ago or so, we'd launch a video, and we would get like 20,000 views in the first day. And then all of a sudden it started shrinking back. And we've noticed that other YouTube people are having the same issues.
Yeah.
Where notifications aren't going out.
Yeah,
but that's besides the point.
Yeah. If they don't market you, what the hell good is it? You know what I mean? It's not like you could, you know, stand up on the roof and go, Uncle Tony, what you got for me?
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Well,
you know?
I'll tell you this. We're going to put a link up on our website, on Motormouth Radio, hell to your channel and all, so people can follow you. And so to talk about that rant, I mean, we've talked about this all the time. We usually talk about it with YouTube or like you mentioned, the forums. And I tell my wife all the time. Because like you, well, you had a professional writing career through the years, which is great. And I'm more of an amateur.
If you want to call it that.
Well, yeah, you know, I look at myself, you know.
Hey, they paid you, right?
Joe's done stuff.
So it's a professional, right?
You know, I'm an amateur. I've actually gotten paid to write for people, but.
Yes, but you're a gifted amateur, right?
Yeah, a little different. So I understand. You know, we speak the language. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I remember going back in the 90s, I'm on these forums for the cars I was on, and I said, you read through the BS immediately. And I said, all you have to do is be able to write a cognizant sentence and not sound like a total freaking moron. And you're the master. Now you're the guru.
Yeah.
And people believe you. I'm like, what an idiot.
Honestly, I swear to God, something you just said, right? We don't get many trolls. I notice a lot of channels get a lot more than we do, but I look forward to them. I enjoy the trolls. It's kind of like, it reminds me of being back with my family in New York.
You grew up with them, right? Like us.
Hell, half of my family lives under a bridge.
you can always tell the troll because they don't spell, they don't punctuate, they don't capitalize. It's weird.
Right.
That's
right.
Because they're sitting there tapping it out on their phones rather than sitting there and actually thinking about it.
Which plays to my point, the guys who actually maybe took a literature class or a writing class and can form a sentence. Maybe at work they do something where they have to, you know, do something a little more professional. But they think they know what they're talking about. Like with that Facebook thing, you know, it was with an engine that let go. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I've seen hundreds of them. Oh, really? Have you seen, like, I want to ask, have you really seen hundreds? Have you actually seen 10? Have you ever seen the inside of an engine? You know, like, no.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw hundreds of them, how many of them did you blow up yourself? Yeah, moron. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the thing with that, right? I mean, it was obvious to me what went wrong with the engine. And you can't really, in the video, you can't see the color of the crank the way you can in the original pictures because we just took the video off the computer. But it was blue, right? You know, it was clearly blue. And you could see around the oil hole that the chrome was peeled up around the oil hole. So it wasn't that the whole journal was destroyed because it spun a bearing and all that. The surface was still smooth, but there was enough heat applied to it that the chrome separated from the crank.
Yikes.
So this guy chimes in there and he's like, oh, it was the block. I've seen that before.
Uh-huh.
And then another guy, and then people start piling on. Yeah, block. And it's like, did you have the block magnafluxed? Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute, are you guys even on the same... You know, are we looking at the same pictures? Are we on the same planet?
Right.
Have you ever even seen a car?
Right. Yeah. Have you seen a car before? You know, Tony, something that I thought of was guys of our age. Yeah, you know, we've been around the block a long time. We've been in this game for like, you know, better part of 45 years or more doing this kind of stuff, getting greasy. And the younger guys, I deal with some younger guys. Some of them are very talented and good, but I've come across some of them who they almost want to like step up their cred and they want to accelerate it by sounding smart. So they'll take terms that they've heard or, you know, and they'll throw them out in a conversation like, yeah, well, listen, dude, do you know what magnafluxing really, you know, do you know what that is? I'll question them sometimes. And just, you see that the parts guys, you see they go in that deer in the headlight look and like, you know, all right, let's change the subject. We'll go to something easy. What do you have for breakfast? You know,
the experience that I have isn't really so much the younger guys doing that. Although, I mean, younger guys they're always trying to, you know, they're trying to establish themselves one way or another, you know, so they'll throw what they think is information out. But actually, I find it's the older guys. It's the guys our age.
Oh, all right.
Who just kind of like hang around the periphery of it and they think they know what they're talking about.
They missed the boat the first time around, so they want to be in the club now. We have friends like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't
Yeah.
They ain't earned their bones.
No.
You know?
No, I know. And you got to deal with them. I've got a car that I'm building for a guy now, and I've like thrown it into neutral. This thing's literally been sitting here for months now because I'm terrified to give it back to him because he's one of those people who thinks he knows less. You know, he thinks he knows more than he does.
Right.
And like the better I get to know him, the more I talk to him, I'm like, oh Jesus, I'm in trouble. I'm going to hand him this car and like we're going to walk down the aisle together.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. Right.
Oh, been there, done
or
that.
Or you're going to be in the same jail cell with him, and that's even worse.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, they well, I read this. Oh, yeah? Okay. Did it ever happen to you?
Yeah.
No. Then shut up! You know?
No, this guy, this all started out because he was like, yeah, build it the way you would build it. So I said, all right, you know, yeah, we'll do a stroker, and we'll do this, we'll do that, right? And then later on, like, things are starting to like appear to me, and he has an older Pontiac, like a 56 Pontiac, and he wanted to swap valve covers on. You got a picture of a small block Chevy in a 56 Pontiac, right? Uh-huh. And he wanted to change the valve covers. Took him 3 days to change the valve covers.
Okay.
Oh my! On a small block,
yeah.
And like
on the a small block,
got
yeah,
acreage
on a small
under that hood.
Wow!
It's like a crate 350.
Well, jeez, you have to get the engineering diagrams first to see, I don't know.
Oh, please.
I love showing guys like that. Like, listen, let me show you. These things are always warped. I'm going to show you how to straighten it out. You turn it upside down in a vise, and you
start tapping,
and they look
yeah.
like, how do you know that? I'm like, Jesus, I've done this 100 times. That's how I.
Exactly.
No, it's not rocket
science.
But,
you know, nobody is supposed to know it all. Nobody's born with this knowledge.
No.
You know, some of us are really disturbed individuals like myself, you know, and like it just becomes, you know, and I'll be the first to admit, I have problems.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you called us. That's for damn sure. That's one of them.
Well, yeah.
Right. So,
birds
you know,
of a feather and all that stuff.
That's what makes you dive into the stuff at the level that we do.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't expect other people to have, you know, this body knowledge. And that's why we do the channel the way we do.
Right.
You know, because we're trying to educate. We're trying to, like, you know, because, and again, you see it with a lot of younger guys. Our demographic is split. We have a bunch of old, you know, a bunch of old guys, 60s, 70s. I'm 57, 58, so I'm right there with them.
Okay.
But our demographic is, the strongest part of a demographic is between 20 and 45.
Wow.
You know? And these guys are starving for knowledge. They love the older cars, even the ones I can't tell you how many guys. I read every comment. I read every single comment.
Oh boy!
And it takes a lot of time.
I know.
But, I can't begin to tell you how many guys they're Weiss guys, you know, or just general import guys or anything like that. But they love these older cars, and they're trying to, like, you know, learn the ways of them. You know, like they see the difference, you know, between the old and the new, and even though they have the new, they're surrounded by the new, they understand the new, they're in love with the old.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to bring out.
You're lucky. We grew up with them.
Right.
You know, and trying to impart that knowledge.
And we still have them.
You know?
I'm glad you said that, because what I want to do is I want to keep you on the line. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about new cars in the video you just did.
Oh, yeah.
Where you went to the future. So... Please hang with us a little bit here for a couple seconds. We'll take care of a little bit of business on Motor Mouth Radio. And Joe and I will be back with Uncle Tony, 90.3 WHPC. Keep it where you got it, Tony. Here's a little bit of a song. We saved this only for very select individuals. One other person only got this song, and now it's going to go to you. So hang with
us. That's your privilege.
We'll be right back.
Think all the great music has already been written, think again. Hi, I'm Kim Tracy, and I will prove to you that great new music is still being produced today. Join me on High Fidelity every Sunday at 9 a.m. for a mix of music with a focus on new music and lesser-known artists exclusively on the voice of Nassau Community College worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, nccradio.org, and always on 90.3 WHPC.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motor Mouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week, because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
All right, we are back. Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, on the line with none other than the YouTube phenom, Uncle Tony. All right.
You know, it's funny you play that song. I'm actually putting a band together right now.
Oh, okay.
Do nothing but car stuff. When I quit drag racing, I got into the coffee business. And in the coffee business, you know, coffee houses.
Right.
And that led me to the music business.
Right.
And we had a production company here in Nashville. I moved down to Nashville about 16 years ago. And then I got out of that, and now we're doing what we're doing now. But I miss the whole music thing. So I'm putting together a band right now to do exclusively car stuff.
Cool. I caught one of your videos where there was like this cacophony of music, and you walked out of the garage and went there. Said, there's a band practicing down here. So
that was the one where the kids were ripping down the motor. Yeah.
So what do you play, Tony? What instrument is your? What do you wield?
I don't. I'm the most unmusical person in the world, but I know how to tell people what to do.
Oh, good. I was going to say, because, you know, I'm a frustrated drummer. Joe is a bass player.
Yeah.
So, we kind of do the music end of things, too. And that's why music has become... I always felt music and cars go together, you know? First thing you did, turn the radio.
Absolutely. And you know, that music has gotten so bad. I mean, everything's terrible. It's just, you know, you can't listen to the radio. There's nothing. There's nothing. So we're going to try to fill that void. We're doing like a surf punk fusion, metal fusion band.
All right.
Total high energy, all car stuff.
Metal
fusion. So we should be able to... Should have some of that stuff on the channel within the next month or so.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
That's totally cool. I like that. You need certain like high radiation levels to get that to work.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Dick Dale of Nashville. That's cool.
Can't wait to hear that, man.
Excellent. So let me jump into this because this was funny. I watched this video this morning. You drove, I guess, your son's Dodge Nitro. Big and puffy. Now, I read some of the comments. I thought they were pretty funny. And like you made a comment that, you know, one of the cars I drive is a 79 Fiat Spider. I have it with me today. And,
sweet.
And I've had people say to me all the time, like, oh, what's that? As they screw their nose up. And I say, let me tell you this. If I don't smell gas, oil, or antifreeze, I know I'm out of them. So that's why. And really, it's like you said, there's no smell to this car. I was in the trunk of my Pontiac yesterday doing some work under the deck lid. I'm like, and I'm smelling the gas fumes because it's a non-vented right. tank. Yeah. I'm like, oh, good. I got gas in the tank. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
you know, one of my daily drivers is a 67 GT, Dodge GT with a 273 in it. And the gauge cluster is smoked on it. The only way I know it has gas is when I step on the brake, I can hear it slosh back and forth in the tank.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's what you could be. The older cars you could be connected to because you had to use your senses.
It's visceral. It's visceral.
Visceral.
You know, I have two daughters. I have my kids in the car. They're older, you know, but now they're old enough to know the difference because they both drive, and they watch me like they say, "Dad, you know, you really, you got to be into driving this thing." I'm like, "Oh yeah, but I can still eat and drive a stick with one hand. I mean, give me pass me a Subway. I'll, you know, no problem. Give me a coffee. I won't spill it. You know, so." But that's that's kind of like a talent, if you will, from the old days. Everybody now's got cup holders and sandwich holders, and like, nah.
The car drives itself.
That's what your lap is.
Yeah, manual steering, 4-speed, a sandwich, and a cup of coffee, all at the same time, and no cup holder.
Exactly. And you light up a smoke
while
you're
at it. Gave you knees for
exactly.
That's the thing. But you know, on that video with the Nitro, the funniest part. Where you discovered the car had good brakes. And God bless Uncle Kathy, because she is going to be, you know, she's going to get a sainthood. So.
That poor thing, I've put her through so much. I mean, she survived my Nitro, you know, real Nitro, not
right.
SUV Nitro. She survived my top fuel years. Right. So it's like she's ready for everything.
How do you get her to video everything for you? Because I can barely get I get my wife out in the garage to help me occasionally if it's for like a few minutes. But
my
this whole thing was her idea.
That's it.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, this whole thing was her idea. She orchestrated the whole bit. She set up the channel. She videos it. She edits it. She does 100% of everything.
Excellent.
I just you know, go along for the ride.
Well, Uncle Kathy gets an extra slice of raisin pie from us this week because she deserves it. Yeah, and not many people understand what that means either. That's another lost term from the 70s. But, hey, that's how we roll. You know, what can I tell you?
But, you know, you see, you know, okay, so if you watch that video, you think that I'm completely foreign to new cars. And I'm not. It's just that I daily drive old stuff. I don't own anything new. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, up until, I guess about 5-6 years ago, I ran a regular repair shop.
Okay.
So, you know, I lived with new cars.
Right.
But when you get away from them for any amount of time, you know, it's like, can I explain it to you? It's just, I live in the 70s, you know, my daily drivers are, you know, I got a 64 Dart, I got a 67 Dart, I got a 73 Roadrunner. So it's like, these are my daily drivers. And then you know, you do it every day in traffic, and then you jump into a new car, and it's like, new to me, or new from this century.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. No.
I got to tell you, as a third job, I work at a shop, and occasionally they do, it's an adjunct of a body shop, but I do the mechanical stuff and is on the older cars. And we got to move stuff. We got to move cars around. Sometimes I got to move three cars to get the car I want to work on the lift. And
right.
I got into a Chrysler 200. It's a few months ago. And all right, it's a keyless start, so I know I got to look for the button. And, found out. Actually, it was one car. I was pushing the button, and it ain't starting. I'm like, what's the matter? My foot's on the brake. I'm pushing the button. I was pushing the hazard button. I was like, where's the frickin'? No, they moved it. They put it, like, in another spot. Like, you morons.
Or a hybrid. Hybrids do the same thing. You hit the button. I jumped it at this one shop. I jumped into an Altima. I had to move it, right? I hit the button. Nothing. I was like, yo, this thing's a no start. It's a hybrid, you idiot.
Tony, I tell people I drive a hybrid. I'm definitely ecologically correct. Yeah, my car burns.
Because
my car burns gas and rubber. So that's what I'm
doing. Oil.
Now the new one, the Pontiac doesn't burn oil. But anyway, with the 200, I got in, and I push button, started, no problem. Hey, I'm a modern man now. I know how to move a new car, right? And then I go to grab the shifter, and I'm like, wait a minute, my hand is grabbing air. I'm like, what happened? I look down, there's no shifter.
Right.
I'm like, a knob? Get out of here.
Change the channel?
Like,
yeah.
I tell you something. All right, figured it out. The next time I had to move that car, I was turning the heater control knob by mistake. I'm like, you idiot.
Keyboard.
Oh, God.
Now, you see, and this is something I think I'm going to do a video on at some point. Probably soon now that we're talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go back, you contrast. Okay, so I'm old enough to remember going with the older guys and relatives when they went to buy new cars, when they went to look at new cars. So, let's go back to the early 70s, 72, 73, 74. And it was kind of the first thing you did, the guy would do when he was considering buying a new car. He'd look the car over, he'd open and sit down, and then he would pop the hood.
Right.
And start looking at how serviceable is this car? Can you get to the plugs? Where's the oil filter? Because you're going to change my oil, right? That was like standard operating procedure, and you go like the typical like suburban Saturday afternoon, and every car on the block had the hood open, and changing the plugs, giving it a tune up, and that's gone. And it's like we've gone the exact opposite now, where it's almost like people like abuse me. Put more stuff in this car that I cannot possibly have any control over. Just abuse me.
Yeah. No, that was SOP. Now we're SOL. It's just
nicely said.
Yeah. I mean, because we are. We have modern cars in the family, and of course, I service everything. And my wife's car drives me nuts. It's a cruise. Joe luckily is my lifeline because he works on all the late model diagnostics. Joe's a great diagnostician and troubleshooter. And I'm like, a heated thermostat, really?
I'm like, yeah, and?
Oh, jeez, come on, I got to what? Get out of here.
No, it's nuts, yeah.
It's absurd.
It's electric. It's absurd. Yeah, jeez.
They finally accomplished what, back in the 70s, if you remember when they started just, they started with electronic ignitions with the first step, the black box. Right. I don't know if you guys remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yes.
Like the Chrysler and the Ford. So GM had the HEI, but the Chrysler and Ford had the
magic
boxes.
Box.
You know, it's called.
Lean burn.
They're going to make it so you can't even open a hood on these things someday, right?
Right.
They actually have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much have. It's right. Well, when it went to DIS, that was all kind of, it kind of takes.
I've seen a lot of mechanics at different quote unquote advances, pack up their toolboxes and get out of the trade.
Really?
Because it's like, there's no distributor no more.
Right.
There's no points, all that kind of stuff.
There's no love for the, I used to love, did you see that one I did about, oh God! No, I got to try to remember what this video is. All my brain damage conflicts with my memory here.
Listen, who are you talking to? Well, let me ask you a question. How long has the channel been up on YouTube? How long has it been in existence?
We put it up probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, but we didn't do anything with it until 11 months ago, like today.
Okay, so I'm not that far behind the eight ball on catching up. Okay, good.
We try to do like three videos, four videos a week.
You crank them out sometimes,
Yeah,
we got like 180 of them, 190 of them up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our goal is to go after the big guys,
Right.
We're not just doing this passively, our goal is to go after, Motor Trend.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and we're building our network. You know, we just started Stickman's Garage. We've got Lamb Chops World going.
Right.
You know, we're spinning off in all of these different directions, creating a network. And the goal is to go head to head and eventually displace Motor Trend.
Sure. Let me ask you a question on a side note, because watching Lamb Chop and Project Bottle Rocket, as I you know, we had a conversation on the phone a few weeks ago, and I told you my wife and I have been thinking about relocating down to Tennessee. Is he indicative of like all the guys that are down there? Because I worry about this stuff. I really do. I need guys like you as my neighbor, not.
Yeah. No, he's not even indicative of like old school Tennessee. Lamb Chop operates on his own frequency.
Okay, good.
He's a musician, actually. I know him from when I was in the music business.
Oh, cool. All right.
So, but anyway, no, Lamb Chop operates on his own thing.
Just checking.
I'm in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay.
So, which is a suburb of Nashville.
Right.
And it's rare to actually even find a southern accent here.
Right. Wow. Oh, cool.
You know, everybody here is displaced from, or not displaced, they escaped from someplace else.
Well, how did they, you know, this is another thing that worries me, and I know other people as well, when you talk about retiring and relocating. How did they acclimate to you? Because that's going to be me. And, like, I don't want to be that guy on the block that everybody stays away. Like, yeah, I want them to stay away from me. But
that Yankee.
But I want them to, like, tell me when my house is on fire, too, you know?
I got here 16 years ago before the boom really got going, and I was the token Italian.
Yeah.
So everybody thought that I was in the witness protection program.
Of course.
It was the funniest thing, I swear to God.
Right.
But they loved me because I was a novelty. Hey, and they all wanted me to speak New York.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Say something New
what
York.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's
right.
What's the matter with you?
Forget about it.
Yeah.
But now I'm almost like the norm here than the originals.
Wow. That's saying a lot. Okay.
No kidding.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that kind of led me to a question that I wanted more car-wise. You know, you drive the classic stuff around the 60s and 70s cars every day. That's your daily driver stuff. Do you think that would you could do that in New York?
Mm.
You could?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. These cars are rugged. Yeah. They're built for the long haul. And actually, I mean, the cars that I run around are probably the hardest to deal with, like New York or northeastern roads, you know, with potholes and everything, torsion bar suspensions,
yeah,
the lower control arm bushings, you know, and that's the weak link on these cars in that type of environment. But still, yeah, I wouldn't hesitate to drive anything. Any of these cars,
okay,
anywhere.
Yeah, that's you. Now, how about, like,
well, you know, Joe, I know when I switch, when I drive my Pontiac or I drive the Fiat, I change my driving plan.
Yes.
Where, like, in the newer cars, you know, I can be closer to someone in traffic. The older cars, I'm hanging back a bit because, of, sure, again, like the brakes and things like that. And,
yeah,
like, and, you know, you don't want to get hit with those cars.
My Chevelle, my 67 Chevelle, like, I don't know if I would take that. You know, and not into, like, say, traffic down Long Island City or...
Right.
You know, or Flushing.
Oh, yeah, Fuying.
Yeah.
Tony, how is the car picking down there? Like, if a guy wanted to buy something older, are they out in the field?
Well, before we get into that, the traffic here is very, very much like New York now.
Really?
That's
good. Yeah. Yeah, it's because there's been so much growth. There's like explosive growth in this area for the last, you know, decade, and the roads and everything haven't caught up with it. So the traffic here is, I tell you, it's a cross between like the Talladega 500 and gridlock on Times Square.
Oh, geez.
And like literally, you'll be running down like the interstate here, like I-24 at like 85, 90 miles an hour, and then stop. I mean, just out of the blue, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, like the LIE, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, more or less. So, you know, in that respect, yeah, I mean, I guess I drive these things every day of my life. I don't think twice about it. They function perfectly in today's environment. The only place where they're lacking is a lack of an overdrive transmission.
Right.
Mm. So on my daily driver cars, I keep the gearing conservative. I try to keep, you know, 270s, 290s in the rear.
Sure.
And, yeah, and they function fine. I jump into any one of my cars right now and point it to any place on earth and just go there.
How are the parts stores down there for communication between you and the parts guy about getting, you know, we talk about this all the time. Joe and I had both been parts guys in our past, and, you know, we know, like, now we you go in and, you ask a kid, you want, where's the air fresheners? Well, what kind of car is that for? Get the hell out of here. You know, it's like they want to know, like, the VIN. Like,
Right. So, yeah. Wash your fluid becomes an adventure.
Yeah.
They're all the same. I mean, I'm sure you got, we have the same chains here that you have there, you know, Advance and O'Reilly's and all of that. AutoZone. What you got to do is you got to go right to the commercial desk.
Okay. Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Commercial or not. Just go right to the commercial desk. Tell me, you're picking off to your friend, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they'll always put the sharpest guy at the commercial desk.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I know I do it here. We have an Advance that we use from the shop, and you do use a commercial counter. Same thing with Pro. We use that, and it's they do seem to know a little bit more than the average bear, I guess, which is okay.
I tell you, the way you can buy parts online these days, you know, like Rock Auto, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not trying to plug any particular, but it's, yeah, I mean, for a while it was grim trying to buy parts over the counter at an auto parts store. But now it's not so bad. You're pulling your own part from online. You know, and unless you need the thing like that day, you know, you can pretty much assure you're going to get what you want.
Yeah, we do the same thing. I'm lucky where I live up the corner from an old school independent auto parts store.
A real parts house, yeah.
Who, you know, they have the hard parts, so I'm lucky. And I'm going to be, I remember when I moved in the house, people said, oh, why'd you move here? There's a motel over there and there's an auto parts store. I'm like, yeah, and there's a deli too. I'm like, I can get coffee while I'm waiting. It's
Who's
great.
Better than you?
It's like they're looking at it like, oh no, and I'm looking at it like, hell yeah. So
I miss the days when you go into an auto parts store and they literally had every single thing you could possibly need, you know, there in the store.
Yep.
Right. And those back in those days too, I don't know how it was in the rest of the country, but like where I was from, you know, let's say the late 70s in New York City, you walked in a parts store, you know, you got your part. They whipped out a little yellow pad. There was never any change involved. Everything was just rounded off to the nearest zero.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, give me $5 for that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I noticed too. You frequently wear that Manhattan Speed shirt. Are those guys you know from the?
I don't know. Yeah, my wife, she makes screens and she'll run off like limited numbers of shirts.
Got it.
And yeah, so she just ran off a couple of those.
Neat, very good. Yeah, talent. Yeah, your wife's a keeper. That's great. That's cool.
Oh, Catherine's got a lot of talent, and I'm telling you, she's an accomplished artist. She does a lot of stuff, and she was actually used as ballast in street race cars back in the early 80s.
Cool. I've watched some of your a little bit of the live stuff you do, and I see people always ask about the painting that's on the wall where you say that Kathy painted that. And that's
she
cool.
did that. Yeah,
beautiful, very beautiful work. That's excellent.
She painted it, but it's actually a copy of an ad for the 1968 Barracuda.
Got it. Well, so let me ask you this: Does she make her own Brajol?
she's a wasp. I shouldn't really say that because she's been at. I got her when she was 15.
I gotta tell you, listen, my wife is Polish and she's cooking Italian food now. She, like nobody's
just good.
I mean, she cooks like my mom did. Like you couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
So, yeah.
There you go.
You know, in fact, that's a conversation we had. We were in Tennessee. I was talking to a woman about food, and I said, "Boy, where do you get like Italian food?" And we're talking about. You know, I said, "Yeah, we make our own sauce. We make the meatballs and the sausages." And then we, the brajol. And she goes, "The what?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?" I'm like, "What brajol?" She goes, "Yeah, what is that?" I'm like, "You don't know what brajol is?" I'm like, "Oh, geez, you. How do you?" I say, "How do you eat macaroni with brajol? How do you do that?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Kathy's really good. We had coffee houses too, so she was okay. She cooked, she did the menu and all of that, and she so she invented. Kathy makes her own bread. She makes zeppoles. She makes you name it.
Zeppoles.
She does it.
Nice.
Sounds like we need a road trip, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on down. You guys will love this place.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Got the recon.
Yeah. All right, well, Tony, we're getting to the end of the show. We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to bolt.
Us out. The other people are gonna come
in. We got a show coming on after us, so we got to give Kim some room here. But
the road.
Yeah, we thank you for coming on. Well, I'm gonna tap you again in the future if you're so inclined to come back and talk with us some more.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime. I just want to plug one thing.
Shoot.
Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Labor Day weekend, we're doing a fundraiser for Kino's Animal Sanctuary. The guy that's up. Have you seen this guy? Any of your listeners? There's a video called A Day in the Life of the Dog Father, right? Go watch this video. We got to do anything we can to support this guy. His heart's in the right place. Amazing guy. So Labor Day weekend, we're going to do a 36-hour live on YouTube.
Wow.
How much, a fundraiser, yeah.
How much coffee is that going to be?
Get out of my head, Ray.
I have no idea.
Maybe sniffing some nitro, I think. I don't know. Jeez. Yeah.
Hey, but anyway, nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Tony. We'll be in touch. We'll keep you in the loop. Like nice I said, we'll get you back on as long as you're willing. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Great. Looking forward to it.
All right.
Catch have a great
soon.
One.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, bye.
So long. That was Uncle Tony from Uncle Tony's Garage on YouTube, and you can check him out on that channel. We will have a link to his stuff up on our website, motormouthradio.com. And actually, if you look at our social media today, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, we put up a post that has a link to Tony's videos. So it's easy. Just go to our social media or the website. Click the link to his thing and subscribe. You know, share, like, that's what everybody's saying now. It's like, share, like, subscribe. Make sure you hit the little bell.
Yep.
You know, it's like, that's the new mantra of the ages. So, but, yeah, that's cool. You know, that's a guy that we've watched and said, hey, he's, like you said, Joe, he is one of us. We want to have him, on.
Yeah.
Cause he, we've only just scratched the surface. If you watch him, you'll see that, it's like listening to us. We didn't make it up. We didn't just do it yesterday. We didn't just read a book and say, hey, we're going to talk about this. No, it's, you know, it's ingrained.
Been there, done that, got the teeth marks on the left one.
You got it.
Yep.
So speaking of teeth marks, did you work on anything this week that bit you?
I had to do those coolant elbows in my son's
Buick. We were talking about
there,
that.
Which is not a lot of fun when you have a bad back, because bending over a fender there.
I know.
And then that's one thing. And then, of course, then we had the Mustang that, the 66 Mustang that had this problem from before, except, right, of course, it was at my friend's shop. And long story short, the guy who put the last turn signal switch in mixed up the pins.
Yeah, that'll, yeah.
And, of course, because on a Ford turn signal switch, you got to take the pins out of the connector. And, of course, you know, he's got a little bit of dyslexia, so he goes down the street seeing pot signs.
Right.
So after about an hour and a half of saying, could this be that idiotic?
Yeah.
We ended up swapping some pins around and bada bing, done.
Excellent.
And also be careful when you use jump wires and stuff like that, because otherwise your late model Chevy Malibu blows up the crank run relay, because everything's got a freaking relay. The relay's got relays.
Relays for relays, right?
You know, and 17 fuse boxes.
Please, you know. I did finally learn what TIPM is, so it's like I ingrained
totally
that in my memory.
Integrated.
Yes,
power module.
We're not done with that one. But like I was saying earlier about the Amazon review that I gave for the timing light, the guy says I got an 83 Camaro and I can't. There's no timing marks on the motor, so will this light work?
There is.
Well, I did some research, and those were the years with the EIS system, EST, electronic spark control.
Yeah.
So it may not. Have the marks he's looking for.
He looked at a water pump.
Well, that's the other thing on the top. But I started looking at the comments, and guys were doing, like we talked with Tony, saying, you know, actually there was this is probably unrelated. I saw a video about the same thing, and one guy showed how he had the timing tab that went on at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So he looked at the water pump.
Straight down.
But he had
he had the tape in the other spot there.
He had an aftermarket Chevy bow tie timing chain cover.
Right.
That kind of curves. And he showed the timing tab that we're accustomed to that goes on the side of the damper.
Right.
Guys replied to him and said, oh, it can't be the first one because they would never make a timing tab that would cut across their logo. I'm like, what?
What?
It's an aftermarket cover. No, that's the one that belongs. You know, so this is that's that wormhole you go down when you're watching YouTube.
People just have their priorities wrong.
Very wrong.
And let's face it, timing is important.
It is. And our timing is such that we fried this hour.
Well, flambe, baby.
With the help of Tony. Yes. We don't have a guest scheduled. We got a couple in the wings. I don't know. We'll see if we get somebody for next week or not. And then we're going to have the Malibu Car Show. That was the only thing you guys didn't mention last week was the Malibu Car Show coming up in September.
Yeah, we did not, yes.
And we're going to be at Tobe Beach on the, what is that, the 22nd. Yeah, so, but we'll have more time to talk about that later. So we will be.
In other words, stay tuned. There's a lot more stuff hitting the fan.
Yeah, we'll be preempted for Malibu for some football thing. But we're going to do recordings over there, and then we'll take it back and play it the following week.
So, yeah, you won't miss nothing.
Nah, it'll be a fun time for all. So anyway, for Joe D, Ray Guarino, Motor Mouth Radio, we're going to get out of here and go have some fun, sweat and heat.
On WHPC, stay tuned for Kim.
Chris didn't do that last week either. Ha ha.
I thought he did, but
no.
He did.
I don't remember hearing it.
He mentioned you.
Yeah, oh, no, not that. 90.3 WHPC.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh.
See ya.
Oops.